Here's a question for you. Are you aware of the subtle dangers that can derail your faith? In today's episode of The Wisdom Journey, Stephen explores the final chapter of Romans. Paul interrupts his warm greetings with an urgent warning to believers. He highlights the dangers of false teachers and the allure of a depraved culture. These warnings are just as critical for you today. Stay with us for a lesson called Severe Warnings of Danger.
Well, we finally set sail on our wisdom journey into the final chapter of Romans here. And in the first 16 verses, we found it remarkably encouraging how Paul commended, he greeted nearly 30 people by name. And it was a reminder to us that God knows all of us by name. Now, at this point, Paul stops rather suddenly, and he delivers a warning to the church in Rome. And frankly, it's so sudden that some scholars think these next few verses were added later. Well, there's no reason to believe that at all. Paul he's just like you and me. Something came to his mind, and he had to stop what he was writing and add it here to his closing remarks. Here in verses 17 through 20, the Apostle Paul now interrupts his personal greetings, and he delivers some important warnings about two deadly diversions for believers. And these are true back here in the first century, as well as they are today in the 21st century. Now, the first warning is this. Watch out for false teachers, he writes here in verses 17 and 18. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you've been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. So false teachers, beloved, are dangerous for at least two reasons, which Paul mentions here. First, they divide the church body, verse 17. And secondly, they deceive believers, verse 18. Well, how do you spot a false teacher? Paul tells us here in verse 17 as he makes the connection between false teachers and their teaching. And their teaching creates what he calls obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Now, the word for obstacles here is the word scandalon. We get our word scandal from it. Now, Paul isn't thinking here of moral scandals. He's thinking of doctrinal scandals. A false teacher who adds something to the gospel is going to trap unsuspecting younger believers into wandering into serious doctrinal error. And to this day, religious teachers add works to faith in Christ alone. Some church leaders today are teaching that you have to be baptized in order to be saved, that salvation is not by faith in Christ alone, but it's faith plus baptism. One group teaches that if you worship on Sunday, your church is following the Antichrist. You got to worship on Saturday. True salvation, they teach, is faith in God plus worshiping on Saturday. The Catholic Church teaches you must perform works of penance and partake in the Mass, other spiritual exercises, in order to be saved. In other words, faith in Christ is not enough. It might even be famous pastors, like one who wrote his book on self-esteem, and he argued that classical theology was wrong to insist that theology is to be God-centered instead of man-centered. Well, theology is the study of Thea, the study of God. He would write, if we follow God's plan, we're going to feel good about ourselves, and that's true success. Well, that's a false gospel. In fact, the Apostle Paul wrote, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death, his corrupt flesh? Romans chapter 7, verse 24. That doesn't sound like self-esteem to me. But Paul goes on to write, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul is deeply concerned over false teachers who've departed from the truth. They use Jesus' name. They sound religious, but they're teaching a false gospel. And he even goes on to give us another clue to discern who these deceivers are. He writes here in verse 18, "For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive." They flatter their listeners with smooth talk. These false teachers tell their followers that their destiny is just around the corner, that God wants them to be wealthy and healthy. And what they need to do is get up in the morning and speak positive things to themselves and then watch as those positive results arrive. Beloved, these false teachers make God submissive to people rather than people submissive to God. So watch out for these false teachers. Now, Paul delivers another warning here, and it's this: watch out for your depraved culture. See, there's another dangerous diversion for the believer, your culture. He writes here in verse 19, "For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil." Paul commends these Roman Christians because of their faithfulness to Christ. He says it's known by everyone. But he doesn't just commend them. He celebrates over them. He says, I'm rejoicing over you. But even still, that doesn't stop him from adding this warning here. This warning has two sides to it. He wants them to be interested in good things and innocent in evil things. First, he says here in verse 19, "I want you to be wise as to what is good." In the Bible, to be wise is something you learn by practice. The writer of Hebrews referred to Christians who, because of practice, have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil, Hebrews 5:14. Now, practice doesn't make you perfect, but it does make you perceptive as to what is truly good. Now, in contrast, Paul writes here in the last part of verse 19 that we're to be innocent as to what is evil. He's effectively saying he wants us to be innocent of wrongdoing. You could even say that Paul wants us to be inexperienced as it relates to evil. I remember one time a man telling me in my office that I just didn't know how to counsel him regarding his sin issue because I didn't have enough experience in the world out there of sin. Well, that's exactly how the Lord wants us to live. Many Christians dabble in sin. They get really close to sin. They experiment with sin. Then they try to manage sin. And Paul is warning us of the danger of sin. Beloved, don't be curious about what goes on behind closed doors or what's talked about during the day shift at your job. Walk away from those conversations. Don't be curious about the sin that's available on the internet. Now, I'm going to go check it out. Let me tell you, pornography on the internet has slain its 10,000s, and it is a deadly trap. So put up some boundaries. Stay completely away from it. Be innocent. Be inexperienced with evil. Beloved, the more inexperienced you are with sin, the better off you're going to be. Now, here's a wonderful promise for our future. Paul adds here in verse 20 that there's coming a day when the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. You know what that means? One day, no more temptation, no more sin, no more failure. We will be perfected in Christ. Until then, be perceptive in Christ. No matter how interesting some teacher might be alert to their flattery, how they make you feel about yourself. If they encourage you to diminish the sense of sin and confidence in Christ, no matter how alluring their teaching might be alert. Pastor Steve Farrar wrote in his book called Standing Tall about a family who'd taken shelter in the basement as this rather severe storm passed over their town. The radio warned that a tornado had been spotted. Well, when the storm finally passed by, the father opened the front door to look at the damage, and there was a downed power line out there in the street, and it was still live. It was dancing on the pavement. It was emitting a shower of sparks in the street just in front of their home. Before the father realized what was happening, his 5-year-old daughter ran past him and ran toward the edge of the lawn, heading for that alluring, that interesting, sparkling wire out there in the street. He yelled for her to stop. She kept running. He began to run after her, yelling for her to stop. It was as if she didn't hear him. She was so excited about that sparkling wire out there, and unfortunately, she reached it first. She grabbed it, and instantly, tragically, she was killed. You know, it's a dangerous thing to ignore severe spiritual warnings. This is what Paul is giving us here today. False teaching, it seems so positive, so interesting, so helpful. Sin, well, I guess it's okay. It's enjoyable. It's worth experimenting in. But in the end, it's all deadly. It's all dangerous to your genuine walk with Christ. So let's make sure we're listening to Paul's warnings today. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on The Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson Severe Warnings of Danger. Remember, Paul's warnings in Romans 16 are critical for you today. Stay vigilant against false teachers and be wary of the allure of sin. Let's strive to be wise in what's good and innocent in what's evil. If you have any questions or want to dive deeper, head over to wisdomonline.org. That site contains Stephen's 4 decades of Bible teaching. You're going to find his entire collection of full-length sermons. You can listen to each one or read the manuscript. You'll also find all of the previous lessons of this wisdom journey. Stephen is teaching through the entire Bible, all 66 books, and you can listen to all of those lessons or watch the video version if you prefer. Once again, you'll find all of this at wisdomonline.org. Stephen's passion is to help you grow in the faith, and the resources on that site will help you. Until next time, keep pursuing wisdom and living out your faith.